Well, good morning, everyone. It is Monday, March 30th, as we continue in social isolation because of COVID-19. We're going to try something today, a little bit different than just regular open phones, although we really will take any comments you have. But I thought it'd be kind of fun to bring back household hints. Now, I'm the worst person in the world to host this show. I can't cook, I hate to clean, and I don't really want to learn. But this is going to be fun if you participate. So right now, don't worry, we're not going to call you out, we're not going to name you, we don't have caller ID at the radio station. If you've got a recipe you'd like to share, if you've got a helpful hint, you know, maybe how to get a stain off of something, or if you just want to comment on something great going on that your neighbors are doing to try to get through this coronavirus lockdown, then give me a call at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. And we've got somebody that called right away. I'm so happy. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Miss Mary. This is one of your favorite recipes.
Oh, good.
You don't have to cook.
Okay.
One can of peach pie filling.
One can peach pie filling.
One can of chunky pineapple drained.
One can chunky pineapple drained.
And a small package of frozen strawberries.
One small package. Frozen strawberries.
And three bananas.
Three fresh bananas.
Sliced.
Okay.
Stir that all together. If you want to, you could put pecans in it or whatever, but that's real simple. And you put it in the refrigerator and put a little lemon juice so the bananas don't turn brown.
Okay, put lemon on the bananas so they don't turn brown. Hey, I knew that. Are you impressed that I knew that?
It's amazing, honey.
Now, you stir this around, and then do you have to let it kind of, is it one of those, the longer it sets, the better it gets?
Well, yeah, that's as long as your bananas don't turn brown.
Okay. So put the lemon juice on the bananas right away when you slice them, then mix this all up. Of course, if the strawberries are frozen, you're going to have to wait to strawberries thaw before you can bite in, I guess. So
no, cut them in half.
Okay.
Yeah, because that helps chill the.
There a name for this concoction?
Just a fruit salad.
Just a fruit salad. Okay.
Right.
Well, I thank you for calling, and you know this is even easy enough that even I could make it.
That's what I said. This is your...
Okay, maybe Bears fan and I will be feasting on that sometime soon.
Okay, this is the Candyman.
Oh, Candyman. How are you getting along with all of this?
Well, I'm staying home.
Yeah, that's very important. Hey, Easter's coming up, and you won't be able to go and be a bunny.
No, oh. I gave Peter Rabbit up several years ago.
Old age got you when coronavirus couldn't, right?
Right.
Well, we miss Peter Rabbit. We miss Peter Rabbit coming by the radio station, but we understand social isolation.
Yeah.
So you stay safe, and thank you so much for calling, and I'm so glad to hear that everything's okay with you. So great. Good to hear from you.
Hi, dear.
Thank you, Candyman. What a great, great caller. That was Candyman. You can make up a nickname for yourself if you want. Candyman's Fruit Salad. One can of peach pie filling. One can of chunky pineapple drained. One small package of frozen strawberries. And three fresh bananas sliced with lemon juice on them so the bananas don't turn brown. Mix it all together. Refrigerate until the frozen strawberries thaw and eat it all up. Candyman fruit salad. That sounds like it'd be good. You know, that does sound good. Now, one thing I know, are you ready for a helpful tip from Mary Griffith? That pineapple juice, I drink the pineapple juice out of my canned pineapple because I love pineapple. It's one of my favorite fruits. But you can also, if you don't want to really drink that juice, you could drain that off. And when you go to cook chicken, for example, in a crock pot, put the pineapple juice in with the chicken. And you don't even have to put brown sugar or anything else in it. But especially if you're doing like chicken and sweet potatoes or something like that, white potatoes probably not. But if you're doing a chicken and sweet potato or chicken and carrot mixture in your crock pot, that pineapple juice really gives that chicken just that little hint, just that little hint of tropical love. Well, folks, this is what it's all about, sharing and caring in our community. So if you've got a recipe, great. If you've got a helpful household hint, we want to hear it. Or if you just want to talk about some great things that maybe people are doing or some neighbors have done for you, then that is fantastic, too, at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. We have another caller on the line. Good morning. Thank you for calling the Mary Griffith Show.
Good morning, Mary. I have this that I have discovered that it's just, I just think it's awesome. You know how your kitchen tongs don't want to shut when you, if you don't have the kind that you can push the little thing out to keep them closed while you're storing them?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, after you drink your bottled water, you twist off the top of the cap of your bottled water, and then there's that little ring that's left on the bottle.
Ah.
You carefully pry that off the bottle, and then when you close your tongs, you take that thing and put it on the end, and it keeps them closed. Well, in short.
I love it. So the twist top, you don't need that. The bottle, you don't need that, but that little blue or green ring that's left or white, that's
right.
Just about the size for certain tongs to hold them together.
Yeah.
I like that.
Keep them shut.
And
keep them closed.
Do you have a name for this invention? Will we see you on Shark Tank?
I don't think so. That's cute, Mary.
Well, you know, I mean, think about all the... Do you watch Shark Tank?
I do.
Well, hasn't half the stuff on there, haven't you thought, dang, I could have thought of that. Why didn't I think of that?
I did.
Okay. Now, and they're millionaires, and we're not. So what's going on here? So what are you doing to keep yourself from going stir crazy?
Well, I have been cleaning like crazy. I have been cleaning so much that I went out the other day out the front door, and I thought, I smell something burning. And I said to my neighbor, do you smell something burning? She said, no, I don't. I said, it must be my nostrils are all burned up from these chemicals I'm using. Well, I'm not cleaned out, Mary.
Okay. You know, I never liked housework anyway, but now I can't. My husband's home because of his job. You know, he's off work. And, you know, it used to be, well, I didn't have to get up and do anything till, you know, almost Judge Judy was over. Then I'd go and do my 15-minute, oh, honey, I've been working all day, you know, kind of thing. So when he came home, it looked like I'd actually been doing something. I had a little sweat worked up. But now he's there observing me at all times, so he's forcing me to go to work, so it's kind of been a bummer for me, but that's okay. My house is really clean. Well, thank you very much for finding a use for the ring on the bottle of all of our soda and water bottles. Now we know that that's one more thing we don't have to throw in the waste and contribute to garbage. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that's what we need, folks. See, we just need people to call, give a little hack, give a little recipe. It's simple. It's easy. Nobody's going to judge you. And, you know, there may be something that you'd really like to share. I know in our neighborhood, the kids did something cute. This was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago almost. Some little kids got together in isolation in their own home, and they made these giant Easter eggs. You know, they colored them themselves. Not eggs. I mean, they're cut out of paper. And they distributed in everybody's mailbox, and then we all hung them up in our windows so our neighborhood would look festive. We have another caller on the line. Thank you. What do you want to talk about today on the Mary Griffith Show?
I want to say that pineapple juice is good for a cough. You take it like cough medicine. You just sip a little bit if you're coughing.
Really? Why is that? What's in pineapple juice that makes it good?
I don't know if it's the acid, the citric acid, or what it is. But it works.
Okay.
Because I use it.
Okay, great, fantastic. Another reason to keep pineapple juice around. What have you been doing to keep yourself busy?
Reading and playing solitaire.
Okay.
And watching TV.
Yeah, a lot of that going on. Thank you very much for your phone call.
You're welcome.
You take care.
Bye.
Pineapple juice for a cough. Our listeners are so smart. Good morning. You're on the Mary Griffith Show. What's on your mind?
Hi. For those of us who like pickled beets, if you save the juice from sweet pickles like bread and butter pickles, They're my favorite. And you put them on the stove and put the juice on the stove and bring it to a boil and open a can of any kind of beets, you know, sliced, whole beets, whatever, and just drain them and put them into that juice and just let them sit and then refrigerate it.
You know, I like this, and I've actually done this myself. What I do, I go and buy those really expensive big jars of Amish wedding pickled beets, and I eat the beets out of it, but there's a lot of that juice left, so I just boil the juice, go to the store, get a can of beets, drain off all that disgusting beet water, and put them in there. Yeah, because it can be reused over and over again. How long can you make your juice last? How long is your pickled juice last? Or do you just
It usually doesn't last more than one can, you know. I haven't heard of this other. What is this, Amish?
Amish Wedding is a brand, and it's kind of expensive. You can get it in most grocery stores. I know you can also get it out at Edgewood Orchards, but I imagine, I don't think Edgewood is probably open right now, but it might be. I'm not going to put them out of business by saying they're not open. But it's called Amish Wedding Brand, and it's packaged in Pennsylvania and Ohio, where there's a lot of Amish people. Now, whether Amish people really grew these beets or not, I don't know. But they sure have a great pickled beet recipe. And that juice, like you say, is golden. So after I eat the beets, I take the beets out with a slotted spoon, and, you know, the jar's still half full of that delicious beet juice.
Well, great. And it would probably be a lot more juice than what I get out of a jar of bread and butter pickles.
But the other thing is you could augment that beet juice with that bread and butter pickle juice, too, because after a while, you know, it does start to lose its oomph.
Yes.
But I can, this is terrible, but I use that Amish jar until it's absolutely, there's not a drop left, because they're kind of expensive, these pickle beets, you know. So I'm kind of cheap, so I just get my full Monty out of it. But I love this idea, bread and butter pickles. After you're done with them, take the juice, boil it, open a can of regular beets, drain them off, and put them in, and then refrigerate it, and you've got your own homemade pickled beets anytime you want.
Right.
Sounds great. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. This has been great. I was afraid people wouldn't call, but everybody's doing such a great job. I'm so happy. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. You know, the other thing that's amazing me? I kind of knew some of these hacks already. Maybe I underestimate my great cooking ability, or maybe I just know for my husband how to do these things. I just don't do them very often myself. We'll take a break. When we come back, please call right now. You'll be the first one up. 1-800-228-9823. 1-800-228-WTAD or 223-9300. It's the newest version of Household Hints on the Mary Griffith Show, but it's really just open phones. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Oh, baby, if I could change the world, you would think my love was really something good. We have a caller. Oh, they hung up. See, folks, this is how the game is played. You have to be patient with me. I'm not going to interrupt Eric Clapton for you. So when you call and I answer the phone, you have to sit patiently. But 223-9300. 1-800-228-WTAD. So please call back. I'm sorry I couldn't get to your call right away. That's why I always ask you to call during commercial breaks. That way I'm not on the air and I can put you on hold and we can talk. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Your phone calls are welcome, and we'll talk about any topic you would like to talk about. There are over 4,600 cases of coronavirus now in Illinois, and they say it will peak approximately April 14th. So they're trying to flatten that curve, keep that peak out as far as possible, and make that peak as low as possible. Does that mean that after April 14th it'll be over? No, that means that's the top of the curve. So as many as we had today, you know, 14 days after the peak, that's probably how many coronavirus cases we'll have. So they're just trying to flatten the curve, because in New York they're having trouble because New York City's got a big peak, big curve. It hasn't even peaked yet, so they're kind of worried about what's going on there. But your hacks are always welcome. And here we have another caller who'd love to get in. Good morning. You're on the Mary Griffith Show. What's on your mind?
Well, this isn't anything to do with household hints, but I always enjoyed the rain gauge report. I'm just curious if you're going to do it again this year or if it's coming up. So,
well,
check it.
I don't know exactly the answer to that question, but I'm assuming we will have the rain gauge report. I don't know why we wouldn't. That is a commercially sponsored program, so I guess I'll just have to find out from our sales force whether we'll have that again. What have you been doing to keep yourself occupied during this shutdown? Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm still working, so yeah, it I get plenty occupied that way.
Yeah, do you practice social isolation when you're off work? Do you go home, or what do you do?
Well, I'm out on a farm, so I'm kind of isolated a little bit anyway sometimes. So
you've been in social isolation all your life, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you for keeping working, because a lot of people don't understand that some people do have to go to work. Those cows need feeding, the crops need planting, and we will put in your request for the rain gauge report, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, that's great. Somebody who's a fan of the rain gauge report. You know, we try to do what you want us to do here at WTAD. That is one of the great things about this radio station. We are honestly searching and trying to make things better for you. After all, the only reason we exist is because we have listeners. So if there are things that you want to know about, let us know. We had open phones a couple of weeks ago before coronavirus hit. They said they really enjoyed our history moments like we had last Friday with Reg Ankrum. They also said they liked the gardening show, and perhaps during the spring and summer months we could even have it twice a month. So we're considering multiplying our garden show. And then somebody else said, I wish you'd bring back the old household hints. So here we are, household hinting it today. But we could talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Good morning. You're on WTAD.
Good morning, Mary. I'm so glad you brought this program back. I listened to Bonnie Broad, and before that, my mother used to be a Edith Hansen cooking show, and that they you got in the mail. You could send it and get stuff, and it was really good. Now, I have a sweet and sour bean salad. That it don't sound too good, but it is delicious. I have not had anybody complain about it not being good.
Okay, well, you know, some of those things, when you look at the ingredients, you're like, yuck. But when you put it all together, it tastes delicious. So lay it on us, please.
Okay, you let it cut, let the following ingredients come to a boil. 1 1/2 cup regular vinegar.
Okay.
2 cups of sugar.
1 1/2 cup vinegar. 2 cups sugar.
Yes. 2 teaspoons salt.
2 teaspoons of salt.
And 1 can tomato soup.
1 can of tomato soup.
Soup, uh-huh.
Okay, let me repeat the boiling together things. 1 1/2 cup vinegar, 2 cups sugar, 2 teaspoons salt, and 1 can of tomato soup.
And a dash of pepper, uh-huh.
Okay.
And then you drain the following and put in a large bowl.
Okay.
1 can red kidney beans.
1 can red kidney beans.
Mm-hmm. 1 can cut green beans.
1 can cut green beans.
1 can waxed beans.
1 can waxed beans.
And 1 can either large or small butter beans.
Butter beans, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you add to that one small jar pimento, and you also use the juice.
Oh, use the juice of a pimento, so then.
And you use the jar, one small jar of pimento, and you don't drain it or anything.
Okay, with the juice, pimento, small jar, don't drain. Okay.
1 green pepper diced.
1 green pepper diced.
1 small onion diced.
1 small onion diced.
1 1/2 cup salad oil.
Salad oil. Okay, like vegetable oil.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you pour the hot dressing over all that stuff and refrigerate for 4 hours.
Okay.
And it'll keep up to 2 weeks.
Okay.
But the dressing sounds horrible, but it is so good. And it makes a good size batch. You know, I figured with summer coming, we hope, and everybody will be able to get out on picnics and everything.
Well, I must admit, it does sound almost horrid. But let me, So you call this sweet and sour bean salad.
Salad, uh-huh.
Do you want to give it some other name? I mean, do you want to say it's like your first name, or do you just want to say sounds horrid but isn't? Or what do you...
Well, you just have a Bear try it, fix it up for you.
Okay, yeah, you're right there. Bear will fix it up for me. I'm not going to fix it up for him. But, hey, okay, now I'm going to repeat it just to make sure we've got it right, okay?
Sure.
So what you do is together you boil these following ingredients.
Uh-huh. Let it come to a boil, uh-huh.
Let it come to a boil. 1 1/2 cup vinegar.
Yes.
2 cups sugar.
Yes.
2 teaspoons salt.
Yes.
1 can tomato soup and a dash of pepper.
Yes.
Boil that up. Then in another bowl, big bowl, drain off the liquid and put in 1 can of red kidney beans, 1 can of cut green beans, 1 can of waxed beans, and 1 can of butter beans. But drain those.
Yes.
Then put in, with the juice in the jar, a small jar of pimento.
Yes.
And then add 1 green pepper diced, 1 small onion diced, and 1/2 cup of vegetable salad oil.
Yes.
So then you pour the boiling contents over that that's in the bowl that's cold or room temperature, and you let it sit for at least 4 hours.
Yes.
Wow.
And it'll keep for 2 weeks.
Not around my house. If it tastes good, we'll eat it in 2 days.
Well, you know, that's me. I don't even let it set 4 hours before I start eating on it.
Well, it sounds horrid, but I'm going to try it. What else? We got nothing else to do for the next 2 weeks. Why not?
That's right. And you can fix Bear angel food cake real easy, too, Mary.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, you can.
You know how I usually do that? I go to Hy-Vee Bakery.
No, you just take an angel food cake mix.
Yeah.
And you just add 1 can of crushed pineapple.
Okay.
Juice and all. Just add it right to the, you don't add anything else except the crushed pineapple, and mix it with your cake mix and bake it as directed.
Okay. Sounds delicious.
It is.
Now, who am I going to call when I gain 300 pounds from Bear making all this good food for me?
Oh, well, don't worry about it. We only live once, Mary.
That's right. You know what? If I get the virus, I don't want to die skinny. So you're right. I mean, I want to go out in a blaze of glory. This is no time to diet.
Yes. Well, you take care, Mary. And I really enjoy you and all of you workers and everything. Steve and all of you make my day.
Well, it's great that you listen, and we thank you for listening.
Oh, listen, I've been listening to WTAD. I'm 84 years old, and I've been listening to it since I was little bitty because my mom always listened to it.
You're an old Hal Barton aficionado.
Oh, yes.
Gosh, yes.
Oh, heaven to Betsy, yes, yes. Oh, yes, man on the street and all that stuff.
When your phone rings, do you still say Pepsi, please?
No. I did back then, no. In fact, one day they called my mother-in-law, and her son worked for Highland Potato Chips, and they called her, and she said hello right away instead of Highland. She never did live that down.
Never could live it down. Well, thank you so much, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, this has been great. 9:44 our time. We're going to take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. When we come back, more fun with you. We've got recipes, and we've got household hints. We've got whatever you want to talk about, so stay tuned. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, and we go right to the phone lines because this caller has waited patiently. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, years ago, when I was a little girl, my mother used to listen to WTAD, and she would listen to a show. I can remember the ending line, "Will Helen Hunt ever find love?" I believe. And, well, number one, did she ever find it? But I just wondered, I've wondered to this day every once in a while, what was that all about? I was a little girl. I don't really know. And I thought, well, maybe some of your listeners out there would have an idea what that show was about and so on and so forth. So that's my question, and I enjoy your show, Mary. Everything you do is
thank
fun.
Thank you. Well, you know, this is great. Thank you so much for calling. I am going to throw that out there. Will Helen Hunt ever find love? Obviously a soap opera serial that aired right here on 9:30 a.m. WTAD. Does anybody know? Can anybody help her out? That's what we're going to quest to find. This second caller doesn't have that in their mind, I'm sure, but thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi. This is a great show. I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you for being part of it, because it can't happen if you're not part of it. That's right.
Well, thank you. I've got just a quick household tip.
Okay.
That I learned a long time ago, And I get so frustrated with Saran wrap or any plastic wrap. It sticks together.
Yes.
So here's what I do. I put the whole roll into the freezer, you know, the box, everything, and let it freeze. And then when you want it to use it, you take it out and tear it off, and it works perfectly and never twists or gets knotted or anything.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Put your Saran wrap or your plastic wrap, whatever brand you prefer,
right,
into the freezer, the whole kit and caboodle.
Correct.
And when it comes out, you just rip it off, no problems.
Right. But then you, after you use it, you put it back in
freezer
for the next time.
Wow. It's that simple?
It's that simple. It works every time.
Why don't they put on the side of the box, freeze after opening?
I have no idea. But anyway, try it. But really, it saved me many frustrated moments.
Can I tell you something in all honesty?
Correct.
Four years of education at the University of Illinois and thinking about a graduate degree, I learned more in the last 5 minutes from you than all the wealth of knowledge that they tried to pour in my head at U of I. So I grant you a doctorate in Saran Wrapology.
Well, thank you, because I graduated from a Big Ten university, too, and they didn't teach me that.
There's something woefully wrong with our education system. They don't teach you what you really need to know, do they?
No, they don't. Hey, thanks, Mary.
Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh, that's so much fun. Saran Wrap. Put it in the freezer. I can't wait to go home and tell Bears Fan. Bears Fan knows everything there is to know about the house. Bears Fan has no idea to put Saran Wrap in the freezer. I can't wait to tell him that I am smarter than him when it comes to something to do in the kitchen. Oh, this has made my day. We'll take a break. Your phone call is still welcome, but call right now, 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Don't be left out of the party. We're having fun. We head back to the phone lines. You're on the air. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Peeling boiled eggs can be a chore.
Yes.
There's even equipment that you can buy from ads that shakes them in a plastic container for $14.99. Just take cold water, put it in a glass, shake it, and they peel so much easier.
I've heard this, that if you just give it all around a good, in other words, it cracks it so minutely and so evenly that it just falls off in one piece.
It doesn't necessarily crack it. If you put the whole glass full of water, put the egg in the glass, and then gently shake it, it doesn't crack it.
Okay.
But it really releases the shell from the egg.
Okay.
With Easter coming up, you've got maybe extra hard-boiled eggs, maybe they're colored. I usually boil a dozen at a time.
Sure.
Put them back in the refrigerator. Mark the carton that they're boiled eggs. They're ready for a good protein snack for anybody anytime.
But be sure to do the thing in the glass right after you boil them, right? Not before you eat them.
No, before you eat them.
Oh, before you eat it. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. It works anytime.
Let me ask you this question. It came up this morning.
Yes.
Because Steve and I, you know, we grew up when you didn't wear seatbelts and, you know, we didn't have all these safety things. Can I eat a hard-boiled egg that's been left out at room temperature, like for a day?
I mean, would lend on the edge of caution on that. I don't know. I'm not a health official. I'm not a nutritionist.
Right.
But I would edge on this on safety.
Yeah, because we were talking about how you used to have Easter egg hunts.
Yes.
And you'd collect these eggs, and, you know, you'd eat them, and, you know, your mom had probably boiled them 3 days ago. Or you,
exactly.
You know.
And had them in the refrigerator.
Oh, she had them in, well, I don't know. We found one nasty, nasty egg one time. That one we didn't eat, for sure. Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
One other thing. Just for honoriness, a number of years ago, we had an Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So how to make it challenging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jelly beans.
You have to find individual jelly
beans? Jelly beans. I said it's challenging.
Inside the house or outside?
We actually did this outside.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. Boy, I don't know if that's challenging or mean, but I like it. Individual jelly beans? Wow, that's one way to keep the kids busy for a good long time. Individual jelly beans. I love it. Well, folks, this little experiment has been fun. Household hints, You know, this has been great. We got two great recipes. We got a bunch of hacks. I know a lot of people want these recipes. So I'm going to real quick here. We've got, I've got a minute. We'll real quick, go over the first one again. One can of peach pie filling, one can of chunky pineapple drained, one small package of frozen strawberries, and three fresh bananas sliced with lemon juice on them so they don't turn green. Put it all together. It's Candyman's fruit salad. Then we had the sounds horrible but tastes great sweet and sour bean salad. You boil 1.5 cups of vinegar, 2 cups of sugar, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1 can of tomato soup, and a dash of pepper. Boil that all together. Yuck, don't drink that. But then pour it over drained can of red kidney beans, can of cut green beans, can of wax beans, can of butter beans, a green pepper diced, a small onion diced, and 1/2 cup of salad oil. Put a jar of pimento with the juice from the pimento in there. Pour the boiling stuff over all that other stuff and make yourself a great salad. And that's all we have time for today. And it's been so much fun playing with you guys today. Let's do it again.